Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, possibly sucking Christie's toes. We'll have that for you coming up in just a minute.
It's time for Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right, this is Ian St. Ian, and as usual, Rock Minute is sponsored by Gibson & Marshall. If you don't play Gibson & Marshall, you're a wanker! Right, now, I've got with me in the studio one of the legends in the music business. This guy has sold more records than Metallica, and he's known and loved around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Barney the Dinosaur.
Right. What?
Barney, I understand you're kicking off a 60-city tour. You got to be excited to be back on the road.
Oh, sure I am. I love the road. The road loves me. And it's just wonderful to see all of my little fans again. Super-dee-dooper.
Can't believe I'm talking to a Muppet.
Why, I'm not a Muppet.
Shut up, you wanker. Who'd I piss off this time? Just tell me and I'll fix it. If I gotta kiss some bloody ass, I'll kiss it. Just don't make me interview Muppets.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that, wanker?
Since I make millions and millions and millions of dollars, it would be no trouble at all to hire someone to snuff your limey ass while you sleep. Pop, pop, pop. Three slugs from a .22 into your brain pan. You'll be worm food and no one would ever suspect me. So lose the attitude and do the interview.
Right. Yeah, I could do that.
Good manners are very important.
Right. Hasn't it been a while since you've been on the road? Wasn't there a spot of nastiness out there last time?
That's true. My last couple of tours have ended in disaster. On the Jurassic Jerk tour, I tried to capture some of the raw visual energy of a Kiss concert. I use lots of flash pots, exploding amps, flame geysers, and firewalls.
The audience must have loved it.
Actually, they wet themselves, then pelted the stage with pacifiers. And I had to cut my Extinct As I Want to Be tour short because of a drug scandal. Two roadies and my entire horn section were busted.
Really? Was it, what, heroin?
No, they were eating paste.
Right, that's it. I'm not listening to this crap. I don't need this job.
Pop, pop, pop. You'll never see it coming.
I mean, too bad. I know paste is a real bastard habit to kick. It's like having a monkey stuck to your back.
Yes, but we put it all behind us. Rehearsals have been awesome.
Right. Who's your opening act?
Butthole Surfer!
Well, I think we're just about out of time. Thank bloody Christ.
Would you like to hear my set list?
No!
We'll open with Snacking on Healthy Food, followed with Brushing My Teeth, Me and My Teddy, and the reggae version of Hippity Hop to the Barbershop.
Sounds great. How do you know if they want an encore? These little rugrats can't be packing lighters.
No, fire is dangerous. To call us back out, the kids just hold up their finger with a booger on the end of it.
That's it. Time's up. Get out of here, Micah.
I love you. You love me.
Right, knock it off. No singing.
Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Nah, piss off.
This has been Rock Minute.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
So, Christy, have you given it any thought at all?
We were talking about it off the air before
what,
the show. We're very excited.
The foot thing.
Oh, God, no.
That's not it.
Now, I think we need to set this up here.
No.
It's a million views, at least.
Oh, it would be. Christy doesn't particularly care for feet.
Nope. Not at all.
You're not a person who is enamored of the foot.
And I believe... Now, would you... I believe, did we have a survey that the number one fetish is a foot fetish?
Probably.
I think
so.
I don't care if guys look at my feet. I don't have a problem with that.
So you're fine with a man worshiping your feet?
Mm.
Let's just stop at worshiping.
From afar? Fine.
No, a man that you're in a relationship with. And he just really
never
wants to...
run across something like that.
This is all theoretical.
Okay.
So I think what Josh is trying to say is, so this man hands you a bag.
Oh. Am I putting it over my head?
Well,
is that
yes.
Where we're going?
See, that's a good start.
Oh, my God.
Now, this all started with, let me just read this news story. This news story from yesterday.
Oh, my God.
This is from Polk County, USA. A man told police he had managed to kiss the feet of many women. They had no idea he was doing this for his own sexual pleasure.
This dude should go right to the front of the line of whoever needs a salesman in that area.
No joke.
This guy's 23 years of age. His first name is Reginald, I say.
Reginald.
Reginald told detectives he'd been approaching women since he was 6 years old and asking to touch their feet. He admitted,
as a kid, you can get away with that.
Yeah, but he's 23 now. He admitted he had victimized women recently by telling them he was trying to earn his Boy Scout community service badge.
Well, that is where
First of all, as a former Boy Scout, this offends me. But also, what woman out there goes, oh, well, he's trying to get his Boy Scout badge. Sure. Go ahead, kiss my feet.
Who am I to stand in his way?
There are plenty of naive women out there.
I guess.
Yeah,
but so this led to a discussion of... We know that Christy's not a big fan of feet. Although we've posted pictures of your feet, and people have really liked them.
Oh, my feet are okay. I mean, I take care
little.
Of them, and
they're small.
Uh-huh.
They're delicate.
Yeah, whatever.
You get pedicures. They
yes,
shave off any errant warts. Or,
I don't have them shave anything. They bring that shaver thing. I say
that,
no.
They can't use that anymore.
Oh, have you seen the commercial?
Oh, yes, they can.
Commercial.
Well, legally. I guarantee you. Thank you.
What is it, the petty egg, where you can shave your own feet? And
no.
Bunch of skin?
Well, in certain states, that's illegal to be used at a public... There was a big news story about that. And the larger point here is your feet are lovely and soft. And what color are your toes right now?
Red.
Okay, now... So
oh, God.
This is where Josh comes in. Josh is a very fine actor, beside being a writer and a comedian.
What does that mean?
Josh is acting as if he is interested in Christy caressing his feet. So what we got to yesterday was how much would we have to donate to charity for Christy to allow Josh, after a full pedicure, by the way, and a complete sterilization of his feet.
Of Josh's feet.
Josh's feet, yes, to place them inside your mouth.
What? No. That wasn't the thing. There was no in putting anything
no,
in
I
my
think,
mouth.
I think it was.
Well, at first it was cupping your face with them.
Right.
With both feet.
And then to see how far you could put one of my feet in your mouth.
No. God,
no. Have you ever taken a foot?
No.
maybe about 11 inches?
No.
So what size shoe you wear?
So what
Josh?
You're saying is no matter what the charity is, you're not going to step up.
I am not putting Josh's foot in my mouth.
What?
Just toes.
So children are going to have to go to bed hungry tonight.
Sure. No rice for you, Lin Su.
I will donate to a charity.
How
not to do it.
What if I fish hook you with one big toe?
Well, then we started talking about...
What
course,
do your feet look like?
Christy,
they're not bad. They really aren't.
Christy would vomit, and then we thought about, well, that's a million... Because that's what people want to see on the internet.
I don't want to vomit.
I bet they would... It'd be over a million if one of us vomited. And it was just a vomiting, and
no,
we put
no,
it up.
It would have
the color of that hat's going to make me vomit.
I was wondering when we get to this.
Editor's note.
I'm sorry.
Mustard?
It's kind of a green. It's like a greenish mustard vomit colored Redskins hat.
Alternate gold for the gold. That's not gold. It's not gold.
It's we can start throwback, an internet controversy.
My favorite hat. Thank you.
It's kind of a greenish khaki.
Man, I like it.
But it's got
I am rubber and you're glue. What do you say?
Chick, I honestly
and sticks to you.
Honestly do like it. I think it looks cool.
It's much better than the logo they have on the side of their hat.
It's less green in the mix. Is that the color?
The logo's fine. It's the color.
Color a alternate color for the Redskins?
They use this in a darker, flatter burgundy.
When?
On their throwback uniforms?
They wear their throwback jerseys once a year.
That's a mustardy khaki.
I was tired of Ace, if that's your real name, Ace, wearing
what did
Raiders,
I do?
Raiders stuff all the time.
Hey, you are wearing a Raiders hat
I
today.
Thought I'd wear a Redskins hat.
I'm going to be on the World Wide Web this afternoon with Josh.
Oh, we've moved that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Josh Nooner.
Oh, that's right.
Plus Blaze Cosby. Combine starts.
There you go.
I meant to tell you guys this because you make fun of me, and I'm guessing Ace, because we're true football fans, and we watch the Combine. Which starts Friday.
Oh, that's right. And there's
from
that show,
Indianapolis.
That show, In Search of a Life.
The college athletes come to Indianapolis and all the NFL teams and scouts, they come in and they time everybody in the 40 and they run drills. But do you know what the NFL Network is running tomorrow?
What?
The 2017
Combine. Wow.
Now, if you're watching last year's Combine, you're really a fan or a nut.
While you're working on your picks for men's college basketball, because you're obviously a degenerate gambler.
I couldn't believe it. But I went ahead and looked at my guide for the NFL Network to see what they were airing tomorrow.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So, Ace will be on, what is that? Is that going to be streamed live today? Is that how that works, John?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Noon Eastern?
Noon Eastern today.
With Ace
on Facebook Live.
Special guest. That'll be very exciting.
Yes.
But Ace is a diehard Oakland Raider fan. Is your fandom going to continue when they move to Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just
that's a tough one. But, yeah, you'd have to.
It's the team, not the city.
Okay. Well, Seinfeld said it's the clothing. It's the jerseys.
You're rooting for laundry? What was the word?
Something like that.
Okay. So, Christy, no to the feet thing? You even look disgusted just sitting there.
Yeah, this is really bumming you out.
And Josh, are you hurt by this at all? That she's so disgusted?
No, because if it were anybody else asking Christy, she would be equally disgusted.
How about this?
Think.
Yes, absolutely.
How about this?
It's
what
not
if
a personal
we take,
thing.
Take a video crew? I'll take you over to meet these very nice Vietnamese ladies that I know.
Huh.
And they could give you both full pedicures, and then when it's over, just a little bit of face touching.
Feet
to face.
Right out of the foot bath, quickly dried.
Oh my God.
And here's
right
Christy,
on one cheek.
Here's what I'd like to do.
And then you can touch.
I would
your
like
face.
To get. I think I can.
You
I can
what?
Up this.
There's no way that it would just be that.
Here's what I can do.
Oh, you think it's going to lead to?
I know a couple of guys at the gym. We'll have these. They're weightlifter guys. I'll have these guys oil themselves up, put on those little bikini pants, and then they'll pick Josh up and bring him over to you so you can be standing there, and then they'll kind of
you don't know
shove
any...
Josh's feet.
That's hilarious.
Weightlifters at the gym.
I'm at the gym every day. Are you kidding?
You don't know any of the weightlifters, and if they, you do.
I nod at them.
I don't even go upstairs.
I occasionally have a chat.
Do you go upstairs? You stay in the pool.
Well, I get her. I've been upstairs. Right.
Or
gym.
Is your swimming acumen so amazing that everybody comes and to watch you in the pool swim?
I circulate. I talk to people.
Now, Christy, what if Zac Efron or Chris Pratt came in and said, we are going to make love for 4 hours today.
But first.
I need you to suck these
dicks. Oh.
This is a dilemma. We'll discover what happens with this dilemma. Coming up, a
National
tribute,
Tooth Fairy Day.
A tribute to toes. And I saw that they have the new the price for the tooth fairies going down.
What's the? Because it was $5 a tooth, right?
It's dropped slightly.
Yeah.
What's it drop to?
I'll tell you later.
All right.
And it's public sleeping day too. So if you want to fall asleep during the show, it's
in public.
At last. Wow. Good night, everybody. Yeah,
tomorrow is was that sodomy day?
Now, Josh, is it me or was that quite a leap?
Quite a leap. Yeah.
No, not a leap at all. Anytime I see somebody sleeping in public, I think, here I go.
You're giving it to them.
Yeah.
It's their fault. They're asleep.
Asleep
what the hell's wrong with you?
Sleeping orifice is a consensual orifice. We have Christy Lee, who's denying all of us today. We've brought up a terribly reasonable idea here, which is we had the story about the guy who was arrested for apparently kissing the feet of women and telling him he was doing it to get a Boy Scout merit badge, even though the guy was 23 years old. And the fact that women were going, okay, sure, and then he would caress their feet. Is that a perversion? Is that what that's called, or is that a
fetish?
Okay, yeah.
But I think if you're lying to people in a public place to do it, isn't it? It's also a problem,
right? Yeah, that's it.
But that led to a pleasant, sweet discussion about the possibility of Christy and Josh going for twin pedicures, and then at the end,
I would do that.
And then at the end,
I have no problem with that.
All we ask is that at the end. Two beefy men pick up Josh and carry him face first with nothing but a towel on.
Where's this beefy men thing come from?
It's a better visual for the internet. Two guys in loincloths pick up Josh and they carry him over and just sort of his feet just hover around your face. You don't even have to kiss them. They could just brush because he'll be all buffed up and polished.
Sure. I'll just kind of... Against your face?
Josh, will you get the, what do they call the stuff they put on your toes? What,
nail polish?
Nail polish. Will you get the nail polish?
Tom, I don't, my dad is still alive. I'd rather not.
How about a nice clear coat?
I'll call Larry.
I'll call your dad,
Larry, and see if it's okay if he gets the clear coat.
He'd probably say, we've been waiting for this.
Back when your dad was in the jungles of Nam.
if someone said,
someday you're going to have a boy who's going to get his toenails painted. Hey, I'm just trying to save my own ass right now.
anything for comedy, he'd be all for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so we could
if
let
you
him,
were to get a color,
we
what
could let
color?
Him pick the color then.
Yeah. No,
no, I don't want to do it. That would be so disturbing.
Now, now Josh is ruining the whole bit.
It'd be a nice.
All right, wait a minute.
Your dad would pick camo, right?
We could get matching toenails.
Chick has an idea.
Camo.
Get the ladies to do camo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will get camo toenails if I get to cup your face with my feet.
Oh, this is we're at 50,000 hits already. I can see it. Well worth it.
What would you do? What if I took my shoe off right now and my socked foot? I put it up.
Oh no, that's disgusting.
Why?
It is disgusting.
They're clean. I've been wearing them for what, 45 minutes already? I mean,
yeah, you don't think that's enough to get the old stinkos?
I have no foot odor.
But to be honest, you have a problem with foot odor. Yes or no?
What do you mean, my feet?
Yes.
No, my feet are right now. They're freshly powdered.
So you powder your feet.
If I were to take my sock off,
you have a foot odor problem.
No,
I don't believe you.
Why do you powder your feet then if you don't have a problem?
Somebody had to put your sneakers outside or something.
No, there was a period of time when I did not wear socks or underwear.
It was
quite a long period of time.
Gee, I wonder where Charlie got it.
My son, yes. Yeah. But I'm a seriously, if I think I could actually prove it right now.
Oh, no, don't take your... Don't. Please don't.
Please take your powdery sock off and throw it at Christy.
No. What do you powder your feet
You take
with?
Your sock, you take your sock and you hold it like this so it's dangling. And then you take the foot powder.
No.
And you go... And then when you put the sock on, it puffs all out.
But you only need foot powder if there's an odor issue,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. I don't have foot powder.
No. It just keeps your feet all smooth all day long.
Full of crap.
You better prove it?
No.
I don't need you to prove anything.
What kind of foot powder do you use?
You're not listening to my argument. You have a foot odor problem because you use powder. No. I don't use powder because I don't have a foot odor problem.
It's not for odor. It's just to keep your feet nice and slick and smooth.
What? Here. Why do you
How's that phrase hit the ear, Christy? A slick foot.
Why would you?
You know his feet are like talons. You know.
Do not
look at that foot.
Oh, jeez!
Look at that.
Watch.
Look at that,
Lord. You see the powder?
No, I didn't. But
I didn't.
Oh, yep, I did. Yeah.
Did it again.
Did you see the powder?
Yeah,
we saw the powder.
Did you see that graying sock?
Yeah. I think you make a nice living. Buy a pair of new socks, will you?
You and I are sock guys.
I gave you the sock name, and you never did anything about
it. No, I bought those. I didn't care for them. I like very loose.
You didn't like features?
I like very loose socks. I've
very loose?
Yeah, I like them very loose. I like to base them on the
Pete
famous
Maravich?
LSU basketball player Pete Maravich. You'll have to Google it, ladies and gentlemen.
He wore slouchy socks.
The most enjoyable basketball player, one of the most enjoyables to ever watch.
It's
along
amazing.
With Meadowlark Lemon.
Christy, what is it about feet? Is it the potential for odor?
Yeah,
is
I
it
think.
The that's
and
that's
people
the
don't a lot of people word, don't take care of their feet.
The word toe jam.
Have you ever been to the beach? I mean, these guys have these nasty. Oh, gross.
See, my feet are daily bathed in powder.
Do you get pedicures so you have no cuticle problems?
That's correct. Okay. They're lovely.
All this talk, I'm going to get a pedicure.
It's great.
Pedicure
great.
And manicure. I'm doing it.
Oh, and by the way, for those who are asking, no, I don't need. I can trim my own toenails. Thanks for your concern.
Oh.
It is physically possible.
It's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
Now, do you have to get like some kind of wedge pillow to facilitate getting your feet close enough? Well, I'm just letting him describe the procedure.
No, it's real easy. I just kind of do one of these or whatever. Actually, most of the time, I'll be in the bathroom and I'll be standing at the sink and I just put my foot up.
That's you cut your toenails into the sink?
Well,
where you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. You, my friend, have cut your toenails in here.
Yeah.
Yes, so yes you have.
That's true.
I don't want to hear
fingernails. Fingernails.
That? That's
oh, no.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.